And now, it's the quiz of the week, the 60-second challenge.
Yeah, round one of radio's shortest quiz. Joining us this morning, one of our contestants who we've not heard from for about a month. Say good morning to Keris Phillips. Hi, Keris.
Good morning, Dave. How are you today?
I'm absolutely fine, and how's life with you?
Yeah, not too bad, not too bad, Dave. It's got a bit quiet in the accountancy office at the moment. We've hit deadlines for the 31st of January.
Right.
So the new tax year will start, you know, fairly soon, you know, once we get to early April. So I've had a bit of time to catch up with a bit of TV and that.
Right, okay. And what sort of programmes do you like to watch?
Well, on a Friday night, they always have Death in Paradise, and there's a spin-off from that as well called Beyond Paradise.
Right.
But with Death in Paradise, like a lot of people, I always like to pretend I'm the detective and trying to solve the crime, who's done the murder.
Right.
And quite regularly, I always get it wrong, of course. But there was one episode recently where I thought, I'm just going to watch it for what it is, okay?
Right.
Not guess.
Yes.
And there was an incident where something happened, and I thought, well, that person definitely didn't do it. And guess what? It was them. The end of the day. So I'll just stick to the accountancy practice, I think. I won't become a detective, nothing like that.
I think so, yeah. I can identify with that because I am always useless at working out whodunit, but my wife, who watches a lot of programmes like that, every time she gets it within a few minutes of the programme starting, which I find highly annoying.
Yeah, brilliant. Very good, very good.
Anyway, let's see how many of these you can get right.
Okay.
Who reached number one in 1974 with Down Down?
Status Quo.
Complete the title of this Communards hit, Never Can Say
Goodbye.
Complete the name of this group from Liverpool, Echo and the
Bunnymen.
Cruel Summer was a hit for which 80s girl group?
Bananarama.
Whose first hit in the 70s was You to Me Are Everything?
The Real Thing.
In which decade was John Bon Jovi born?
The 50s.
Which American group recorded Rag Doll in 64?
Four Seasons.
What is pictured on the cover of the Brothers in Arms album by Dire Straits?
A guitar.
Who reached number one in 1982 with Oh Julie?
Shaken Stevens.
Which Small Faces song includes the line, What did you do there?
Ichiku Park.
Who recorded Say 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 with Paul McCartney?
Stevie Wonder.
In which decade was Bob Geldof born? And you can answer that one. Bob Geldof.
The 1950s.
You're going to go for the 50s on that, which is right. So you answered 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 questions in your allotted time. And as always, you didn't pass on any questions at all. And you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 questions right. So another impressive score. Well done.
Respectable, yes.
More than respectable, I would venture to suggest.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's go through the couple you slipped up on. In which decade was John Bon Jovi born? You said the 50s, I think, didn't you?
Yeah.
And it was actually the 1960s, so he's younger than you think.
Indeed.
And Say, Say, Say with Paul McCartney, it was Michael Jackson who recorded that. You're thinking of Ebony and Ivory, I think, aren't you, with Stevie Wonder? Easily done. Brilliant.
Yeah.
Okay, then. So thanks, as always, for taking part.
Okay.
And continue to enjoy watching Death in Paradise. And you never know. You might get it right one week.
Indeed. Keep the faith. Yes.
Cheers. Thanks, Keris. Bye-bye now.
Bye, Dave. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
And we'll do round two of the quiz with Lindsay Davis. 12:30 this afternoon.
And now, it's the quiz of the week, the 60-second challenge.
12:31, time for round two of radio's shortest quiz. It's the 60-second challenge. If you were listening an hour ago, you'll have heard Keris Phillips get a score of 10 out of 12, with no passes at all, hoping to beat that score and be declared this week's 60-second challenge champion. Say good afternoon to Lindsay Davis. Hi, Lindsay.
Good afternoon, Dave.
And how are you?
I'm good. I'm searching for holidays online, so I'm feeling positive.
Right. Now, when was the last time you had a holiday? When you went abroad somewhere, perhaps?
Christmas 2019.
Right. I think I can beat that. I think it was summer 2019, but we're not alone, are we, after COVID? Now, where are you thinking of going?
Portugal.
Very
nice.
I
think everything needs to get back to normal now. I definitely need a holiday.
I think we all do, and I think you've made a good choice there. That's where I'm off to back in coming up in September, so
brilliant.
Fingers crossed you're going to book yourself a good holiday there. Now, were you listening when Keris was on earlier on?
I I didn't hear it, no. But I heard you say the score.
Yes, 10 out of 12. He always does well. He's done particularly well this week. But, you know, you never know. You could beat that score if the questions go your way. So I know you'll give it your best shot. Right, so once the music starts, you've got exactly 1 minute to answer as many of these questions as possible. Have to accept your first answer, as you know, but if you know what the answer is, you can say pass and we'll move on. Okay? Good luck, and here they come. Who recorded Domino Dancing in 1988?
Pet Shop Boys.
Complete the title of this Susie and the Banshees hit from 1983, Dear...
Oh, pass. I know it. Oh.
Which town features in the title of the 1988 Four Tops hit?
Oh, pass. Oh.
In which decade was the very first singles chart published?
50s.
Which Beach Boys song contains the line, "The way sunlight plays upon her hair"?
California. Oh, that's wrong one. Ah! Oh. Pass.
You're going to pass on that one. Who was the lead singer with Herman's Hermits?
Peter Noon.
What was the name of Tom Petty's backing group?
Heartbreakers.
Whose first hit in the 90s was End of the Road? And you can answer that one. End of the Road.
First hit in the 90s,
End of the Road.
Boyzone.
Well, you're on the right lines. It does mention boys in the...
I don't know.
No, right, I shall... Yes. I'm going to give you that because I'm feeling generous this afternoon. Boys to Men it was. Right, let's go through them. You answered 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 questions in your allotted time. And you passed on 3 of those questions. And you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 questions right. So
they didn't go your way today,
did they? Never mind. Right, let's go through them. I think one or two of them, I suspect you did know, but you just couldn't get there in time.
I just couldn't get it quick enough.
Indeed, that's always the way. First one, complete the title of this Susie and the Banshees hit from 1983, Dear Prudence. Was Prudence.
I was singing it.
Ah, right, well there you go. It's a Beatles song originally.
I get to the name,
but you didn't quite get there in time. Had you got more time, I'm sure you would have sussed that one out. Which town features in the title of the 1988 Four Tops hit? It was Loco in Acapulco.
Of course.
And the Beach Boys song that contains the line, "The way sunlight plays upon her hair," is Good Vibrations.
Oh, of course. I was thinking of California Dreaming. That's not even them.
No, that's the Mamas and the Papas, isn't it?
Yeah. I always get that confused.
Yeah. Well, that's understandable because you weren't around in the 60s, so you do have some excuse. Having said that, I was particularly impressed with the fact that you knew that Peter Noon was the lead singer of Herman's Hermit. That's a bit of 60s
some
trivia.
Some 60s information, but, you know, it's not.
It doesn't come to you quite as quickly as it does if it's 80s or 90s. Right, well, thanks for taking part this afternoon. We'll have you back on the quiz in about a month's time, by which time, fingers crossed, you will have booked that holiday in Portugal.
Yeah, and I'll swat up.
Indeed. Brilliant. Talk to you again soon. Thanks, Lindsay.
Thanks, Dave.
Bye-bye now. Bye.